Opening bell on Wall Street, six straight days of new record highs for the Dow, but the Dow is down 46 points as we get started on this Tuesday. And with us on the program now with our stock update is Pavlos Penagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, the new $2 trillion American Rescue Plan, the third COVID relief bill, people are touting it that millions of Americans and children will be taken out of poverty, and the stimulus checks are starting to hit bank accounts around the country. So is this why the stock market is hitting all-time record highs right now?
Well, maybe, Bob, but, you know, Wall Street got what it paid for, right, in this election. And now, Bob, guess what? You and I, the American taxpayer, are on the hook for this economic folly that Washington has embarked on.
Well, you don't sound very convinced about this stimulus plan. A lot of people are saying it's going to spur growth and pull our country out of the COVID doldrums.
Nice media talk, right? This rescue plan is no rescue, Bob. Again, instead of being a buoy that it was portrayed as, a buoy of hope, this will be an anchor of debt on the American taxpayer. And again, we have to this debt for years to come. Again, this rescue is like a fairy tale in the style of Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes, the Brothers Grimm 1812 German tale of a poor young girl whose father boasts to the king that she can spin straw into gold. Of course, she can't. But how does this fairy tale relate to the stimulus bill that passed the Senate along party lines?
Yeah, 51-49. Yeah, pretty close, right? Well, this fairy tale, of course, doesn't have a happy ending. Again, you know, in the Grimm tale, the queen gets her baby back and finds out that Rumpelstiltskin's name is... Again, but Washington is spinning money out of thin air, and Bob, you and I know this is not a happy ending.
All right, why is that?
Well, just like the king, the public believes the government can create money out of thin air. We know that that's not true in this fiat currency world that we live in. The modern monetary theorists, like Clinton and Obama's advisor, basically has said, you know, the economy will do better, and of course we see that that's not going to happen. Again, Joseph Stiglitz believes the new socialism is the wave of the future.
Well, this runs counter to the invisible hand that Sir Adam Smith wrote about, with the benefits of public good brought about by individuals acting in their own self-interests.
Yeah, but Bob, you know, to counter that, Joseph Stiglitz, you know, he got the Nobel Prize, and his followers believe that this economy is better served with the iron fist of government than the invisible hand of free enterprise. Most people, I think, out there, our listeners, believe that looking for this invisible hand during this pandemic, we're not looking for a handout, but a hand up. And again, we know what our dad said. Remember what your dad always told you?
Well, yeah, nothing is free, and freedom is not free. How can listeners invest in the modern monetary and post-pandemic world?
Understand these economic fairy tales are short-lived, and of course the Wall Street media will always portray them as the truth, but often these painful lessons that past generations have already learned, but the modern monetary theorists continue to repeat these mistakes of the past. So here are the four fairy tales that our listeners can try to avoid. Number one, fairy tale number one, politicians can engineer a recovery. The truth is, Bob, no country and no government in history has ever borrowed the way to prosperity. Fairy tale number two, just like the princess, when you're the party in control, you have the printing presses, you think you can turn straw into gold, but you know what happens? Truth is, fiat currency world, our money isn't worth the paper it's printed on, and there's no limit to how much can be printed. History shows currency manipulation has brought financial ruin to many empires and country. Fairy tale number three, the government is looking out for everybody's best interests in an equitable and fair way. Truth is, the invisible hand of free enterprise is where people look out for their best interests and not the government's. Again, fairy tale number four, if you give your money to people in form of a stimulus check, they'll know what to do with it. They'll know how to spend it, and they'll spur the economy is what we hear, and we'll be out of this pandemic doldrums. But, Bob, you and I know what the truth is.
Yeah, when you work for your money, it means more to you than if it's just handed to you with no strings attached. Now, speaking of modern monetary theory, the architect of that philosophy, former Fed chair Ben Bernanke, is going to be on a Zoom call with Cetera this week, Thursday at noon. So how can our listeners be a part of that and tune in?
Well, if you'd like to be in the room, in the Zoom room, just give us a call, 828-4068, or you can go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, go to the events tab, and you can log in and join us with that meeting. Again, the Wizard of Wall Street will share his views on what he thinks the stimulus plan will do and how the effective COVID recovery. He'll take questions for listeners Again, I want to mention that we'll also be doing another Zoom meeting a week from this Wednesday. It will be the Capital. First half of this year has been strength. The second half will be consolidation. You sign up for that event as well. And Bob, lastly, I want to mention securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, our dads are looking up at from heaven down at us and hoping that we listen to them, right?
All right. Very good, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week.